listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM.
Speaking.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. You are tuned in to A Shot in the Arm here on this Sunday morning with me, your host, Dan, up bright and early with some coffee and some vinyl records. Happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. You just heard a beautiful little Rihanna cover by the band Low. That was off their split 7-inch with Shearwater, which came out, I want to say, last year on Record Store Day. That's on Sub Pop, and it's a great pair of covers by both those bands. And we started things off at the top of the show with new stuff from Sufjan Stevens. That's from his latest record. It's out right now. It's called Carrie and Lowell. And he will be playing at Fox Theater in Oakland on June 5th. So that's coming up soon. I just checked on the website. It is sold out. That's not surprising. But yeah, Sufjan Stevens, you heard the track John, My Beloved. I am going to be playing a lot of stuff that I just grabbed off my record shelves last night, kind of at random. It's going to be sort of all over the place. It was a very last minute semi-preparation. So bear with me. I do have a couple of new tracks to play. This next one is from New York band Ava Luna. They're actually going to be coming to the Bay Area for two dates in May 20th and 21st. The 20th, they're going to be at Brick and Mortar here in San Francisco, and the 21st is slated for an Oakland show, but it doesn't list a venue, so that might still be TBD. So you'll want to maybe check their Facebook page for updates on that. But it's Ava Luna. They've got a new record out right now. It's called Infinite House. It's BFF.FM.
I'll keep it warm. You're listening to BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever.
Thank you. Once upon a time, there was a garden on a high hill, green and bluff and round against the sea. There the sun came and the rain pouring down. The garden grew and flourished and splattered bits of color on the ground. And it took shape and symmetry and all of life about. But there came winds driven and howling, there came snow, and I feared for the garden. A wall, and I built another and roofed it over thick and strong, and kept it from the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. The killing cold could not get in. But when the sun came and the gentle rain of spring, they could not reach the garden behind those walls. Securely die. But as I watch and as I learn, I told
BFF.FM. You're tuned in to A Shot in the Arm. We're into the second half hour of the program here. You just heard a long set of records there. That was The Birds from their 1967 album Younger Than Yesterday, with a David Crosby penned tune called Mind Gardens. Before that, we heard another track featuring a fair amount of reverse lead guitar. That was The Clientele with I Had to Say This. That was the A-side from a really early 7-inch single of theirs. The B-side is Monday's Rain on that one. We heard another B-side from a 7-inch by Baltimore band Lower Dens. That was one that came out on the Sub Pop label some years ago. The A-side on that one is Deer Knives. We heard the B-side, a track called Tangiers. And we heard the lead-off track from The Fawn, the excellent Sea and Cake album that was Sporting Life. And started things off way at the top of that set with Roses and Cherries from Ava Luna. They're a band out of NYC. They've got a new record out, Infinite House. and they're coming to town on May 20th to the Brick and Mortar Music Hall here in San Francisco, and then they're playing somewhere the following night in Oakland, according to songkick.com. So be on the lookout for further details on that show. Speaking of Bay Area shows, there are a couple coming up that you may know about from the band The Mountain Goats. They're going to be playing a sold-out show at the Fillmore on June 1st, and then I didn't know about this one. June 2nd, the next night, they're playing Great American Music Hall, apparently. That may have, like, just been announced or something. Let me see if I can find out for you in real time here if there are even tickets for this show. You know what? I'm going to do it during the next set of music and report back. Something tells me it's probably sold out as well. But they've got a new record out. It's called Beat the Champ. I'm going to play something off that right now. Stay with us.
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's mine. Last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night. I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some. And I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. Hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. All was completely unknown outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous, and he went nationwide. Coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told. It's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Woo!
FF.FM. A shot in the arm. Dan here with you, spinning a bunch of 7 inches, some 12 inches. You just heard a 7-inch from Bay Area band Sholi. That was a track called Hejrat. It was a cover of a song originally done by Iranian singer and actress Gugush. That's from a 7-inch they put out a while back, 5-6 years ago, I want to say. The B-side on that actually was a cover, a Joanna Newsom cover, also excellent. U2 in there before that with the song The Refugee off of their War album. We heard from Fugazi with the self-title, or the title track rather, from the Repeater record. Karate in there with Diazepam from The Bed Is in the Ocean, and started things off with the Mountain Goats from their brand new record Beat the Champ that's out right now on the Merge label. It's excellent. You should get it. It's a concept album about wrestling, of course. And I told you in the last break that they're going to be coming to Great American Music Hall on June 2nd. That's the night after their show at the Fillmore. And there are still tickets. I'm surprised to see that. Something tells me by day's end today that will probably no longer be the case. So if you're a Mountain Goats fan, get on slimspresents.com and get yourself a ticket. I'm just about out of time. Getting ready to hand it over to the lovely ladies of TV on the radio, Leah and Jessica. They're going to be talking about bands on television shows and focusing in on Peach Pit After Dark from Beverly Hills 90210. This promises to be an excellent program. So I'll leave you guys with, I probably have time for maybe 2 tracks, maybe just one. I'm going to spin some Beck right now. This has been A Shot in the Arm. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you, or you'll hear me, next Sunday.
Kiss her stomach, then I realize life is the night. I'm not blind, I believe in you. I see I'm not blind. I believe in you. I see it green light. I see it green light.
Thank you.